When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice, be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Today's gospel reading in the original language has a beautiful Greek word, makarios. I checked 65 translations. 54 translate makarios as a form of blessed, as in the translation we just heard. 10 versions translate makarios as happy, and one as fortunate. The traditional blessed is obviously favored by Bible scholars and translators. Even though the Greek word makarios can be translated as happy, I don't think it fits very well here. Happy seems to be a word for us about emotions, and the Beatitudes are not fundamentally about emotions. One Bible translation that I've really appreciated over the years is the NLT, the New Living Translation. And I think that that translation of makarios in the NLT comes closer to what Jesus is saying. That translation says, "God blesses the poor in spirit. God blesses those who mourn. God blesses the humble. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for what is right. God blesses the merciful. God blesses the pure in heart. God blesses peacemakers. God blesses the persecuted for doing what's right." Makarios is really all about what God is doing, not how I feel, not even what I do. Makarios means that God honors you. Makarios means that God respects you as God's child. Makarios means that whatever you're going through, God is at your side. Makarios simply means God loves you. We're in the season of Epiphany, the season of lights. On the day of Epiphany, we celebrated the bright, shining star in the sky, leading the Magi to the Savior of the world, leading us to the Savior of the world. Makarios means that God's light still shines. Makarios means that God still guides us to the Savior of the world. Makarios means that God still sends us signs of God's presence. Blessed are you when you recognize the signs of God's presence in your life. The first beatitude is a promise that God blesses the poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit means to need God. God blesses those who need God. And who doesn't need God? God blesses everyone with any kind of spiritual need, whether they know it or realize it or feel it or not. God is blessing all who have spiritual needs. When you grieve, God blesses you. God comforts you in any grief. Are you grieving the death of a dear one? God blesses you. Are you grieving the violence in the world? A struggle you're going through? Are you grieving murders? People being terrorized? War? Children dying of hunger? Do you grieve that? We watch thousands of fictional murders on TV, in movies, and in theater. But we grieve when we turn on the real life news and hear of a mass murder or see videos of senseless actual murders in the streets. We grieve. In our opening hymn, we asked God, we prayed to God, cure our warring madness. God blesses us when we grieve our warring madness. Jesus says God blesses the meek. The meek are victims who are walked on, victims who are humiliated by the powerful. The meek are victims of bullying and hatred and prejudice. God blesses them. God blesses those who are so injured. God blesses those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for doing what is right, for justice. God blesses those who reject evil. Again, we sang that in our opening hymn, that we are called to reject what is evil. Now, I just summarized the first four Beatitudes, and they're all about our need. We need God. We need comfort. We need protection from powerful forces. We need to live in a world where things are right and just. The rest of the Beatitudes are about our responses. God blesses us when we're merciful, which means God blesses us when we're kind and when we're forgiving. God blesses us when we're pure in heart, when our words and actions are actions and words of integrity, and they're holy and they're godly. God blesses peacemakers, those who work for peace, those who work to establish peace in our families, in our church, amongst our friends, in our community, when we work for peace in the world. Though you and I are usually not persecuted for our faith, we can work at not judging and persecuting others for having different beliefs. God blesses us for that we don't engage in persecuting others. Now, when I started this sermon, I talked about Bible translations. I have a favorite mistranslation. I've had this favorite mistranslation over the years. One of Michelangelo's most famous statues is Moses in Rome. I actually got to see that in person once. What's fascinating to me about that statue of Moses is that Moses has horns. The reason for the horns is a mistranslation from the 4th century, and it wasn't corrected until the 19th century. This is how Exodus 34 verse 29 was mistranslated for 15 centuries. As Moses descended Mount Sinai, clutching the two stones of truth, his face was horned from talking with the Lord. For centuries, artists, including Michelangelo, depicted Moses with horns. This is how the original Hebrew ought to be translated and is translated in our script Bibles today. Moses' face radiated light from talking with the Lord. Rays of light. Not horns from his head. Divine rays of light. A theme in the Gospel of Matthew is that Jesus is the new Moses. So God's light is shining through Jesus as he teaches Makarios, as he teaches us, as he lives with us, as he loves us. Rays of light are shining from him. Makarios, God blesses you no matter what you're going through. God's light is shining upon you in your every need. God's light shines through you when you live the ways of God, when you're merciful and kind and loving and forgiving. When Moses came down the mountain, we're told in the book of Exodus that he had no idea that he was radiant. He had no idea that there were beams of light coming from him. In other words, God's light shines through us whether we see it or not, whether we feel it or not. Again, this is what God does. The light and the grace and the love are from God, not from us. God's light shines goodness and love and grace into the world. Now, another purpose of God's light is to reveal the ugliness of sin and evil. God's light shines on the ugliness, and God calls us not to condemn us, but to call us to repentance when we see the evil. We are to open our eyes to the evil in the world and reject it. God blesses us when we reject the evil. God blesses us when we work for peace. God blesses us when we work for righteousness, for what is right and true and holy. So we live because we've been so blessed. We live as merciful people, as generous people, as peacemaking disciples of Jesus. The power to live this way, as we heard in our second reading today, comes through the cross and resurrection of Jesus. In his weakness and in his suffering comes the power, comes the light. And that light still shines from that day of the resurrection to now. And the light of the resurrection, which still shines, makes us to be merciful and forgiving. That light transforms us into being makers of peace. God's light blesses us to work for justice and goodness. God's light blesses us to make us kind and compassionate. God's light blesses us to do what is right. The Beatitudes are all about what God is giving us, how God is blessing us. As we worship today, God is giving us light. God is giving us bread and wine. And as we worship today, God's grace, God's presence, the light of the resurrection is shining upon us. God is blessing us now. And at the end of our journey, God will bless us with eternal joy, with God's eternal presence. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for shining your light upon us. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your wisdom to guide us to do what is right. We thank you for your forgiveness. Lord God, we thank you for every blessing. Let your light shine by the way we live, by the way we serve. Let your light shine to expose evil and sin. Deliver us from evil. Let your light shine to heal our lives. Let your light shine to heal our nation. Let your light shine to heal our world. Now, my friends, with our souls open to God, we prepare ourselves for God's answer. God will answer this prayer. God is answering this prayer now by sending light, more light, into our hearts, our minds, our souls. God is sending light into the heart and soul of our nation and the world. People of God, receive God's light. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.